Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The front page headline in Monday's Lansing State Journal reads, Pension Costs Hit Ingham Budget. Sorry, State Journal, this isn't breaking news. More than 3 years ago, I told you about state, county, local, and school district unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. The only thing the Journal story adds to what I had to say in June 2013 is that the county owes more than $130 million for pensions above what it has already paid. Within 5 years, the county's additional burden will be $10 million annually out of a current operating budget of $81 million. How do you think the county will pay for this? You guessed it, service cuts, layoffs, higher taxes. By the way, my discussion of unfunded liabilities has not covered what the federal government owes. The federal government has its own Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board. This body supposedly specifies the use of accrual basis accounting, as long required for the private sector. Unfortunately, the actual federal financial reports are just as deceptive as those for lower levels of government. The federal government at the end of September 2015 had over $18 trillion in debt. However, since some was owed to other government agencies, that financial report only showed $13.2 trillion of debt and accrued interest liabilities. Using lower numbers, the bureaucrats pretend that the government's debt-to-GDP ratio will only triple in coming decades. But buried in the footnotes is a huge detail. The financial statements do not include more than $41 trillion of net present value of excess expenses over revenues for social insurance programs like Social Security and Medicare. Maybe it doesn't to you, but I think $41 trillion of unfunded liabilities will have an impact on future federal government operations. Federal government financial statements should include this figure so that Americans are better informed how poorly the politicians and bureaucrats in Washington are managing our money. Being in debt means you are spending beyond your means. It's time for all governments to go on a diet. That's it for today. Listen again next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.